Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Their charitable foundation at MTE is called Sharing Change, and it's funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month, supporting hundreds of nonprofits. You can find out more at sharingchange.org. Well, joining in studio today from Rutherford County Paws, Sebastian Jordan and Steve Edwards, the Catman, is here. That Batman theme runs through my head. I don't know why. I guess, but. Anywho, good to have you both here.
Good to be here.
Lots going on. Mm-hmm. So you were telling me that, well, in less than a month, you're going to have a big event out at Paws.
Yeah, we are. So it's spring now, even though it doesn't feel like it today.
Yeah.
So we're kind of gearing up for event season. A lot of outreach stuff, planning for going out, going to adoption events around the community, and also the big events at the shelter. So April 12th, on Saturday, we are going to be having our Doggone Adoption event, which we had last year. That's a Western-themed event. I know Gracie and Evan came on the show last year with cowboy hats. I saw those cowboy hats, and I thought, I need to grab those so me and Steve can be cowboys.
Yeah.
And then the cold weather threw me off. I had to grab my coat, and I forgot the hats, but... We'll wear them at the event.
Okay. Well, that'll be good. Yeah. Always, that'll be something fun to say.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's a big Western-themed event, so we'll have a lot of decorations, a Western photo booth. We'll have some food trucks, some vendors, a lot of adoptable dogs and cats there.
So, even though it's called Doggone or Doggone It event, you're still going to have cats.
Available. We will,
so,
yeah.
But we there's no real good saying for cats in a Western theme.
No, not really.
No, not in particular.
They don't do well on horses.
That's very true. So I guess when you have events like this, all of the same requirements are still there. Is that right?
Yeah. We have the same requirements. People get there. We ask them to go inside and sign in to check in, and then wait to go back into the adoption floor to look at the pets, and then work with the shelter staff to set up meet and greets if they're interested in that. A lot of people will bring their dogs with them to do the meet and greets right there, and then if they get along, you take home a dog right at the event.
Sounds like a good plan.
Yeah.
Well, from the start to the end of that, about how long does that take?
The adoption process?
Yeah.
We give it about 30 minutes, like start to end, just to make sure you've got time to have all the paperwork in order. If you've got other pets, we ask that you have proof of rabies vaccination for those pets. We do a check at your home to make sure, if you own your property, obviously you can have whatever pets you want. But if you don't own, we have to check with whoever you're renting from or the apartment complex and see what restrictions are to make sure that you can have the dog that you picked out, because nothing worse than finding a dog you love and trying to take it home and not allowed to bring that into your apartment.
And maybe some people don't know of that requirement.
We've had people that are surprised when we call to verify when they're with their apartment manager and they realize they can't actually have dogs of a certain breed or over a certain size. So we go through and check all of that, so we want time just to make sure that all that can go through and get checked.
Sometimes people also might try to sneak that in, and you just want to make sure that that animal's not coming back to Paws either.
Yes, we want them to go to a nice home and that be their home as long as possible.
Yeah.
So whatever we can do to cut down on returns or issues.
Have you been to the Doggone It event, Steve?
Yes.
Okay.
This will be my third one.
Third one.
Nice.
Tell us what it's like.
Just a bunch of people running around in cowboy hats, and the employees there, the volunteers. It's just a lot of fun. There's a lot of people show up, especially if it's a pretty day, and we usually have a food truck or two. Me and my wife make popcorn, do free popcorn, but it's a lot of fun, and they have all kinds of like parking lot games, sidewalk chalk. just different stuff. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of different events going on.
Crafts and just kind of yard activities, games, mm-hmm. things like that too.
Hope for a good sunny day.
Yeah, yes. Really hopeful. April can be really hit or miss, yeah. So fingers yeah. crossed.
That's like March. It can yeah. be hit or miss and cold or hot or yeah. April. Yeah, so you just never know. Our friends from Rutherford County Paws are here, Sebastian Jordan and Steve Edwards. Tell me a little bit about the there's no cost for the event, I guess.
No, absolutely free admission for anyone. We welcome families to come, bring your dogs, just come hang out and have a good day, get some food, meet some animals.
Yeah. So adoption fees, will that still be a part of that day?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. For now, all the regular things are going to be in place for
gotcha. It. Mm-hmm. Well, that is coming up on April 12th. What time is it again?
It'll be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay. 10 so, to 2.
Yeah, we'll be out there most of the day.
Now, you have normal weekend hours, do you not?
Or we do.
Saturday, mm-hmm. especially?
Yeah, we're open every Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes, if we're really short-staffed, we'll go to appointment only on Sundays just to help, you know, manage people coming in and out and the workload. But, yeah, we're open every Saturday and Sunday.
And I guess it's probably, especially on weekends, would be kind of a bigger time for you guys,
mm-hmm.
just because people are off work and yeah. many times and can get in and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think Saturdays are traditionally the busiest day for traffic and adoptions, okay. for sure.
Rutherford County Paws, where is Paws? Maybe, I don't know that I've asked you that here in the last few times.
Yeah, we are at 285 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro. We're right down the road from Sam's.
Can't miss it. If you know where the farmer's market is, the Lane mm-hmm. Agri Park, it's like right next door. So yep. can't miss it out there. And Steve, you were we were talking a minute ago about the number of dogs versus cats. And right now you're saying that all of your little kittens and kitties, they're flying out the door, huh?
Yeah, they are. I've actually, we've had... this past week, only two cats, and they're actually still there. One has FIV, and don't know why the other one hadn't gone. I don't know why they both hadn't gone, because they're both sweet as they can be.
Yeah.
And, you know, an FIV cat just needs to go home with no other cats in the house.
Now, FIV, that's...
It's feline...
Immunodeficiency virus.
Gotcha.
So it's like HIV for cats.
Gotcha. Yeah.
It's not super contagious between them, but it is contagious, usually spread through deep bites or claw marks. So they can coexist with FIV negative cats in the household if you know they get along and they're not going to be physically fighting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They do like to do that sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Two of mine do all the time. And it's a mother and her son.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
So a few boxing matches every now and then?
Oh, I just... With them? They're usually in my lap when they start.
Oh,
I
okay.
I just fold the chair up and they run away.
Fighting over territory.
Yes.
Probably so, yeah. So you don't have... I mean, you can give those two cats a lot of attention.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were tired of me yesterday. I actually left a few minutes early just because they just kind of went over in a corner and laid down. I'm like, okay.
They said that's enough, I guess.
Well, I gave them some catnip, and then I left.
So, I see, yeah.
Yeah, that way they could entertain themselves for a little bit.
Catnip, it's wild to see some of the things that cats might do with that.
Yeah, and some of them don't react at all to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have my first one. She has no interest in it, but her kid, he goes nuts over it, and it's just hilarious. I can take it and, you know, he sees the package come out and he's like, you know, dancing around in the garage, and I'll just kind of sprinkle it above his head, and he's jumping up and down. It's getting all over, and he wallers around on the floor and eats it.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah,
and then calms down after a little bit, and he's good to go.
It's nap time at that point.
My cat will snatch the catnip out of my hand. The
really?
Packaging, she'll just grab it and bite it and rip it out of my hand. She takes the whole thing and makes a mess, throws it everywhere.
Of course. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
So, and for those, you may have to go over and start petting a few of the dogs.
Mm-hmm. I go back and see him quite often. I try not to pet a lot.
He's the cat man.
Yeah, I'm the cat man, you know. I smell like cat, you know.
So they probably go to the back of the kennel then when they hear you or see you coming, right? Sometimes, the dogs?
No, they come out. And like I said, I'll start and I'll go through all the kennels and just stand there and talk to them and visit with them for a couple minutes each and just work my way down.
Yeah. So the fact that you've got a lot of dogs there, hopefully this Dog On It event will help with that. But Sebastian, I guess, you know, maybe this is the weekend. Spring is here. Mm-hmm. You know, so come on out tomorrow. What are the normal Saturday hours?
Saturday, I believe we are open from 10 to 4. Okay. But that is on our website at rutherfordcountytn.gov/pause.
Okay. Yeah, probably check that out there before you head out. Mm-hmm. And lots of cute dogs to adopt.
Yeah, we've got almost 30 of them right now. We are filling up, so we need to get these dogs gone.
Yes, so that's a lot. You probably are getting close to capacity on kennels, mm-hmm. aren't you?
Yeah, and a lot of really sweet, good dogs.
Okay, so big dogs, smaller dogs, I guess you've got the whole gamut?
Yeah, a range.
Yeah.
A lot more medium and large, but there's some small dogs too.
Okay. So, you know, give Rutherford County Paws a look and appreciate you both being here.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Steve the Catman is joining us today, as well as Sebastian Jordan here on Rutherford Issues from Rutherford County Paws. RutherfordCountyTN.gov/paws, PAWS. That's where you can find more about our great friends at Paws.